This is another edition of the Zero Hedge Daily Roundup for the 25th of September 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and these are today's top stories. The details of the ESM have been leaked and Bloomberg are dishing the dirt. The plan is to invest the core of its assets in AA or higher rated debt initially, then expand into toxic crap from Europe South. The ESM will then keep at least 15% of its maximum lending volume, or 75 billion euros out of an ultimate 500 billion, in higher rated assets. Meaning the other 85% is going to be toxic sludge. Sounds good. The real question is, where are they going to find willing AA plus countries in Europe who want to be a part of this mess, knowing well that they're mixing with a bunch of slobs? Then again, judging by their weird European sexual tastes, usually involving wax torture and small Filipino girls, nothing's taboo. Recent Spanish protests have turned violent, which is to be expected. With 50% youth unemployment, angered teenagers need something to do with their time when they're not playing COD or masturbating to pictures of hot babes. Spain, whose year-to-date expenditures are now nearly 10% greater than last year, is yet to implement any austerity. They probably think, if this is bad, wait till we really piss off the people by removing their government support. But as far as money in, money out is concerned, Spain isn't doing too well. Tax receipts through August fell 4.6% on year, while government spending rose 8.9% for the same month. It's like your house is on fire and you're scared of putting it out with water because it might damage some of those fine books you own, so instead you throw gasoline in the hope it will preserve that fine paper. It's madness. Simply madness. US consumer confidence has surged nearly 10 points from 60 to 70, whatever that means. All you need to know is that the upper and lower class defined by income have both seen dramatic increases in said confidence, while the middle class has experienced a dramatic decline. The reality is quite sad. As the middle class decline, the lower class can only get happier. In fact, more than half of Americans earn less than $30,000 per year, while 26% of Americans have less than $100 in savings, with 46% less than $800. You want your America? You got it. Just be sure to vote Obama or Romney this coming election. You'll become so American that your starvation and poverty will seem benign.
Fibonacci, you're a genius!
The Fibonacci-based 61.8% retracement level fits perfectly with the ups and downs of the S&P 500. In other words, each successive QE is only roughly 61.8% as effective as the last. The rally after the first QE lasted 286 days, while the second only lasted 171 days, then 126 days, and now we reach 77 days. Unfortunately, our time is up. Will Fibonacci prove us right? Is everything heading down? Find out on next week's edition of Fibonacci Murder Mysteries, followed by Fibonacci's funniest home videos. God, I hate that show. Last week I reported Greek unemployment surging 1% in 1 month to 24.4%, which as of September is nearly probably at 30%. It's a real shame, as the downward spiral takes full force. Less jobs, less tax revenue, and the whole thing's a mess. Now, a Greek newspaper has reported that Greece's depression has forced almost a third of businesses in the capital's commercial district to close down, as shrinking incomes become peas. Tens of thousands of businesses say goodbye and expect thousands more to follow. A default would have prevented this painful decline. Get it over and done with. Start fresh. So the Germans really are bailing out Europe for their own sake. There's no better way to gauge what the average American is thinking than by staring into the 52-inch screen they spend most their life gloating at. Not directly, it's bad for your eyes. According to last Sunday night's TV ratings, more people tuned into NBC's Sunday Night Football by a factor of 3 than 60 Minutes' Obama-Romney feature interview. Twice as many people watched the Emmys, but thankfully only one half of people watched Family Guy on Fox as compared to 60 Minutes. With 41 days to the election, it's nice to know that most Americans realize Peter Griffin isn't running for president. Well, I did say most. The man in charge of handling the correspondence in Italy's upper house of parliament, the manager of the Senate's post office, Mr. Rinaldi, has been arrested on drug charges. Police suspect he's part of the Italo-Albanian gang. 9 other people, 3 from Albania and 7 from Italy, were arrested in the same police operation. In fact, it's been discovered he was specifically sent from the post company to work there, according to a senator. It looks like Mario Monti was trying to get his daily fix of sanity with that one small line of bliss. Your jig is up, Monti. you dead meat. Say hello to Bad Cop Reed.
IMF! No! You're doing it wrong! You're not supposed to say anything bad about Europe until after the US election. You even agreed to it! What has gotten into you? Have you been smoking some of Monty's stuff?
The IMF have said that they won't agree to further aid payment to Greece before further debt restructuring and austerity.
Good luck with that one, buddy!
Furthermore, they demand the IMF insist the country's debt ratio come down to 120% of GDP in 2020, a hard ask for a dead country, and that they may stop funding Greece under bailout agreement.
Damn IMF, you big meanie. You just want Obama to lose, don't you, you sack of balls?
Well, who doesn't? Juncker says those betting on a euro breakup are seriously mistaken. Julius says you're full of shit. Especially when it's coming from the same guy who said, when it becomes serious, you have to lie.
Why so serious?
Juncker, please meet the Prime Minister of Luxembourg. Ryan Paul, you're a complete and utter moron. At a campaign speech, he said, do you want Barack Obama to be elected? Then don't vote for Ron Paul. What he should have said is, do you want Barack Obama to be re-elected? Then feel free to vote for Romney. Two sides of the same coin. Don't lie. And in our last minute bulletin, China carrier a show of force as Japan tension festers. Draghi rally lets skeptics dump Spain for buns. China's central bank injects record funds to ease cash crunch. Obama warns Iran on nuclear bid. Containment, no option. When would Bernanke's successor raise rates? That's easy. Never. Italy's Monti downplays sovereignty risk. Portugal swaps pay cuts for tax rise. Taiwan also claiming the Senkaku Islands. Madrid faces regional funding backlash. Berlin seeks to push back new euro crisis aid requests. Five SAC capital employees have been implicated in insider case. China speeds up approvals of foreigners' stock investment. That's all we have for today's edition of the Zero Hedge Daily Roundup for the 25th of September 2012. I've been Julius Reed, and you can check out more content at our website at www.thefinancialreality.com. Until next time, thank you for listening.